I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down. Oh, no, wait! That's just the approach of Cliff and Kendall.
What's new? What's new? What's new? What's new?
Stay away the hell from my car.
What happens in between my legs is my own business.
Cliff and Kendall. Cliff and Kendall. Cliff and Kendall.
Forever and always. Always and always.
Kindle time.
What's new? Buenos Aires.
Whoa. I'm new. And you know what you're gonna get in me? Just a little touch of Busheltown star quality. This is Cliff and Kendall. Coast to coast. It's an internet talk show. Did you know this, Kendall? Have you heard the word?
I've heard it once or twice, and I've 500 I'm only going to ask you six more times to stop singing that song today, Cliff. It's just on the tip of your tongue.
Buenos Aires, I'm new. Yeah, it's a great song. It's a great song from Evita. The minute we passed into the city gates, I know I made everybody in the car stop. I made you take a video of me in front of the sign that said, in Spanish, welcome to Buenos Aires, and I did the twirls.
If memory serves, we did six takes.
Oh, yeah, at least six. I was trying to warm up in the car on the way, but it's very hard to do the high kicks when you're sitting in the back seat of a rental car.
I know. It's hard to sit in the front seat.
It's hard.
When somebody's doing kicks in the back seat.
So hard. Life can be so hard. But, you know, it's been nice.
Speaking
of
hard.
Beautiful drive from Rio. Here.
It was a beautiful drive. I got a little car sick.
Oh, God.
All those twists and turns down the coast.
Well, it's because I don't know why, when we left the hotel in Rio, you put that big hunk of cheese in your pocket, and it just was stinking to high hell. I thought that Opie had laid a loaf in his diaper.
I thought it was you, to be honest. The whole time, I just kept thinking, what does that smell? Why is Cliff not owning up to this? And I thought, well, I won't say anything because he was asleep for a long time of the trip when he wasn't doing the high kicks. Anyway, I forgot what I was saying. Cheese.
Yeah. Well, you put it in your pocket. I don't know why. You did your mother.
That's right.
You did your mother proud. You wadded up some cheese from the continental breakfast. Well, went in a napkin. Put
I didn't know it was going to be
later.
So stinky. I didn't think it would not be refrigerated for that long.
Kendall, Brazilian cheese is notoriously smelly.
Well, now I know.
Now you know. And what is this show even about?
About bodily fluids.
Kendall, I want to ask you right off, what is your favorite bodily fluid?
What's my favorite bodily fluid?
Yeah. yeah, then you know what the show's about? Bodily fluids?
Well, I thought you were going to say, like, what's my favorite bodily fluid memory?
Well, I'm saving that for the second half of the show.
Okay.
Don't, spoiler alert.
Okay, we're building up to that.
Stay tuned for bodily fluid memories in the second half.
I'm trying to think. There's not...
Sperm is sperm.
Okay.
Is it?
No, it's not my favorite. The only thing that
why
comes,
not
the only thing that comes out of me that I could even palate like being near me.
I'm not saying you want to drink a glass of it.
I know, but you're saying what's my favorite?
But I would think it'd be your favorite because it's accompanied by an orgasm.
Well, if you're gonna put okay, if you're gonna link thing patch things in from the patch bay
patch. Listeners, please make this jump with me that. Semen is somehow connected to an orgasm. I know it's a stretch of the imagination to go there.
All right, then it's semen.
All right, well, what's your second favorite one?
If we're talking about pleasure, then the big old poop.
What were you going to say before I corrected you?
Well, because I was thinking more like, because I'm so OCD, I was like, well, what can I stand being around? And I was like, my own saliva is the only thing I would want to be around. It's like, so that's, I guess, my favorite. Because sweat smells. Yeah. I was just thinking of all the negative things of bodily fluids.
Negative.
But see, then you brought me to the positive side of things.
I brought you to the... What about blood?
Orgasms and... what about blood?
Yeah, what do you think about blood?
Well, it sustains us with life, so it's good. But I hate like having to get my blood drawn.
Well, now, I don't know if you knew this about blood, but blood plasma is primarily made up of water.
Water! Well, that's why.
90%. So think about that the next time you're somewhere really thirsty. You could just drink blood.
Oh, well. Works for vampires.
Worked for Dracula.
Mm-hmm.
And Kendall, did you know blood plasma? How do you know how to separate it? You need a centrifuge.
Well, we don't have one, so what are we going to do here?
Damn it. Yeah, let me cross that off the to-do list.
I guess we're not separating any blood here.
Separate some blood. But, Kendall, did you know that while blood clotting is meant for good, it can become bad? Did you know this? If blood clots in blood vessels of the heart, you can have a heart attack. Or a brain clot, you can have a stroke.
At any moment.
So, everybody, if you feel your blood starting to clot, just relax.
Calm down.
Let it flow.
I need to breathe so I don't get any clots.
Yeah, you do need to breathe.
Well, actually, you know, there is another bodily fluid that is excreted that actually I don't like.
It's earwax? Gross.
Yes. How'd you know what I was going to say?
I don't know. I hadn't even considered earwax till you started talking about it.
I don't. Well, that's weird. We're just in sync.
Yes, we are.
We're just in sync.
Yes, we are. I wish we were in sync.
We'd have a lot more money.
I wish we were in sync.
Or any other.
Or the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, well, 98 Degrees.
One Direction. That's who I really wish we were these days.
But we're just Dom DeLuise.
Just two dead Dom DeLuise corpses doing a show.
I forgot where I was going.
Have you had this wonderful lunch here in this park in Buenos Aires?
Yeah, it's so wonderful. That cheese you brought, Kendall, is delicious.
Oh, it was a little bit sweaty, but I thought it went well with the grape juice that Crockpot stomped this morning.
Oh, well, I'm so glad I brought the cheese.
Right, Cliff? All right, I stand corrected over here.
We cut off all the sweat, dear.
Oh, of course. We fed that to some geese that were wandering by.
They loved it, dear. It was wonderful sight.
They loved it. They kept coming back for more. But we had none.
Well, what else did you guys make?
I had a large mincemeat pie. I was just in the mood for one. Don't ask me why.
Oh, okay. I won't.
Oh, now what has Crockpot got over? She's got her Crockpot. Is that her travel Crockpot?
Yes, dear. You know Crockpot. She's never without one. Oh. Hence the name.
She wanted a warm lunch, so she's got a battery-powered something or other over there.
But, dear, well, she's been at it for an hour and a half, dear. We've already had our lunch and finished, but she's still working on
she's
it, heating up.
Heating it up. Well. What do you know? Well, what else in this park? Have you seen anything beautiful in the park?
Oh, dear, we didn't even talk about the park. How inappropriate of us. Terrible etiquette.
Not proper etiquette there,
dear. Some of God's wonderful beauty right in front of us, and we're not even speaking about it.
Oh, Sugarlump, it is nothing to rival your beauty.
Daffodil, please. We're on the air in public, dear.
I can't hide it any longer, girl. You're even more beautiful than Buenos Aires.
All right, we're going to have to get you guys a room.
Oh, my God.
Dear, the park is very beautiful, though, dear. It's the Parque de Tres Febrero.
That's quite a mouthful there, girl. I believe it stands for the February the 3rd Park.
Oh, dear, it sounds right to me, dear. That's a astute observation.
What a hilarious name for a park.
Well, that makes more sense than what we were thinking.
What?
I thought it was the three fatsos. I was like, well, this is perfect. We set our booth right here.
Who's the third? I don't know.
I thought it'd be like the three amigos. Somebody else was bound to show up.
Well, I guess if it's the February the 3rd park, that's probably the day it opened.
Oh, maybe so, dear.
Yeah. Or maybe, could have been a typo. What if they thought they were writing, you know, the park name in a certain line and they really were writing the date?
Yeah, I'm sure that's exactly what happened. Lost to history.
Oh, no. Well, whatever it is. Oh, dear. We've got to go out there and clean up our napkins. Oh, they're blowing all around the park.
Oh, that's in part ready. Excuse us, dear. I'm so sorry.
They didn't bring us any food.
I know. I didn't have a breakfast or a lunch or whatever this is we're eating.
No, did they bring anything for us? I brought the cheese.
I don't know. Maybe Crockpot will give us some of that, whatever's in her Crockpot.
Okay. I'm sure it's good.
I'm sure it'll be great.
So, yeah. Back to earwax. Back to bottom.
Tell us about your earwax.
Oh, isn't there something so satisfying about cleaning out your ears?
Now,
do you ever find that?
Yeah, I do, but you know, I was listening to this Paula Poundstone podcast. And Paula was saying that, you know, you really can have, you can scrape too much in there. You need some earwax. And sometimes when your ears start getting itchy, that means that you've cleaned them too much.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
listen to Paula.
See that? We need the things that come out of us for a reason, I guess. But it's so satisfying to clean them out.
Satisfaction came in a chain reaction. Kendall, what about urine? Do you love it?
No, I despise it because it makes me have to go to the bathroom so often. And it rules my life.
Kendall, listen, you'll be thankful that about your peeing situation here. Each year in Canada, about 225 men fall overboard of boats and drown as a consequence of standing up to urinate over the side of the boat. So watch out. At least you haven't drowned from it yet, Kendall.
Well, it's a bad problem to have.
Oh, now, a long time ago, women used to urinate standing up. Did you know this?
What?
About 200 years ago, European women, they were a peeing, and they would wear long dresses and no underpants. So they'd just sort of pop out the knees and just pop a squat. Just let it go. Do you know where the word piss comes from? Piss.
Is it a word that Charles made up?
Oh, no. Although, what is he doing over there behind that rose bush?
Oh, God. Speaking about it, stop that.
Well, the word piss is an onomatopoeic term. Means it's just one of those sound words, like clank. It's the term for urine and has been used since before the 14th century.
Well, they knew what they were talking about.
So everybody who's out there saying piss like you just invented it, you did not.
Wrong.
So calm down.
Well, close bitch. To piss is pus.
Piss is pus. Oh, do you love pus?
Well, I would say no. Say no. I hate because all those people that are obsessed with the pimple popping videos.
Ooh, I can't.
No, I don't know why they're doing it. But
can't do it.
It means that the infection is like your body's working on it. So pus is a good thing, but I don't want to see it, or I don't want to see it popping out of things.
No.
And I don't like it when I got it.
I remember in high school, we were leaving some class. I think it was a class It was like law. It was like business law or something. I don't remember. But it was the class.
Well, you were a lawyer for a time.
That's true. It prepared me for the future. Yep. So, but anyway, we were lining up to leave that class, not related, but I do remember that I used to sit in that class alone. It was, there were like, it wasn't like just desks. There were like five tables. And every other table had like a group. And I would sit at this table alone in the back. And it was one of my high school classes where I barely listened at all. And I just remember reading books. And I remember very specifically, in the back of this class, reading Ellen's My Point, and I Do Have One, which is so funny. And I remember just like laughing till I was crying, like because I couldn't laugh out loud.
Yeah.
But I was like laughing, crying, reading that book by myself at a table in that class. And I don't regret it, not for a second. But at some point in the year, we lined up. And I remember this guy who was in a grade ahead of me, I think. And he was just standing there and he just put his fingers together, just popped this big pimple on his face and just like stuff squirted everywhere.
Blech.
And I was like, oh my God, I wish that I had not glanced over and seen that because it was so gross.
That's disgusting. Don't do that in public.
So anyway.
But that reminded me of when we were in the class that she said, if you're a dog person, go over here. If you're a cat person, go over there. And you were just sitting alone at the table in the middle. Same story.
I think that shows that I am...
leader of the pack.
Equal. I believe in equality among the animals.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
You're sitting right down the middle of the line.
Kendall, is it time for... oh my God. What is it happening out there? That crock pot is like vibrating.
Oh God. That thing is like... I don't know. Do you have that thing turned up too high?
No.
Oh my God!
Oh my God! It exploded.
Shot up through the tree somehow.
Oh my God!
What?
Is that the top?
Those feathers are coming.
Bird.
Out.
Oh my God! It just knocked that bird out of the tree.
That bird's got to be dead. It's in pieces all over the ground.
Oh yeah, there, it just fell into three pieces.
Oh, Crockpot. Oh, she's...
are you okay, Crockpot?
She's nodding yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. I don't know what's going to happen with this situation. But, Kendall, is it time for a segment?
Oh, I'm sure it is.
I'm sure it is.
We've been talking way too long about all these things popping out of our bodies.
What the food?
What the food? What the food is wrong with you?
What the food is wrong
what
with
the food?
You? Oh, Kendall, it's a beloved segment.
So beloved.
called
so
What
many,
the Food.
So many emails don't come in telling us to stop. So it's very, very good thing.
Kendra, I've got a food trivia cue for poor Vu.
Oui?
Kendall, what is the name of the French dessert that literally means crunch in the mouth?
A croissant.
No sort. Kendall, the name is, of course, croquembouche. It's a traditional wedding cake. The croquembouche is made by assembling tiny profiteroles into a cone shape.
Oh, profiteroles.
You know, you just put them in a cone shape and then with sponge sugar and you've made a croquembouche.
Well...
You have
rolls
seen
off
this.
The tongue.
You do know what it is. But
I
it's
know.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah,
it's those balls, and they're stacked up into like a tree, like a Christmas tree.
Yeah, I've seen it. I didn't know they were called a croquembouche.
Oh, Kendall, just shove it up your croquembouche.
Woo.
Kendall, what kind of cheese is traditionally used in making tiramisu?
Tiramisu, cream cheese.
Neem.
Oh, cottage cheese.
Oh, God. I feel like I have to say this like the Godfather. I made him an offer. I made him a tiramisu he couldn't refuse. Made it full of mascarpone cheese.
Oh, mascarpone.
Mascarpone.
Oh, that made my mouth water.
Oh, Kendall, gross. Mop up that saliva.
What?
You loving that saliva.
I love it.
Gross. I'd rather you just piss all over the floor.
I already did that.
Oh,
no, that was Charles. Sorry.
Oh, right. He's still going.
Yeah, I know. Cliff, what herb is known to relieve indigestion and flatulence?
Peppermint.
No, that shows what you don't know. Rosemary.
Herb of peppermint?
You should be eating some rosemary.
Damn it. I've just been eating Rosemary's Baby. Kendall, the leavening agent in a souffle is what?
Egg whites.
Egg whites, ding, ding.
Ding,
is that
ding.
The first one we got right today?
I watched Julia Child for years. Cliffin, I got one more for you.
The boy bush.
The broken bush. In 1996, the USDA...
Croquembouche.
Whatever it is.
Shove it up your croquembouche.
I can't shove it anywhere. I want to eat it.
Ooh.
In 1996, the USDA proposed what as a substitute for meat in child lunches?
Tofu.
No.
Nofu?
It was no tofu.
Soybean paste.
No.
Not soy paste.
No, yogurt.
Yogurt.
Like protein, yep.
Do you love how in England they say yogurt?
Do they say yogurt?
A yogurt.
Oh, get me some yogurt.
Give me a yogurt.
But isn't that more Scottish?
Oh, also, last week I didn't let you in the room because I didn't want to bother you. But I was watching all the Keeping Up Appearances again. So good. And I just, I would wake up in the middle of the night thinking, oh, Richard, give me a yogurt. It's okay.
I bet they had croquembouche.
Damn, you know they did. You know, at one of her candlelight suppers, they did.
One must have croquembouche.
Oh my gosh. Mrs. Potter better butter, Mr. Snowbomb, they're crowding around a crock pot over there. It looks like she's got a nest or something. We gotta go check this out. Take a break.
Okay, we'll be right back. Give me a croquembouche.
I need you. Chub it up your croquembouche.
Everyone has regrets. Don't add missing Cliff and Kendall to the list. They'll be right back, so don't go away.
What's bugging you, Murphy?
Drugs. Drugs bug me.
Hi. That was Nancy Allen and me. I'm Peter Weller, the guy behind that mask. If you're a kid, please listen for a second. How do you keep away from drugs? They're everywhere, sometimes even at home. But there is one place you can go that is 100% drug-free. No pot, no pills, no crack, no smack, no coke, no exceptions. The Boys and Girls Club. It beats the streets. No kidding.
We now return to your magic time. Cliff and Kendall are back.
His. Welcome back. Kendra, what are you doing?
Singing.
So weird.
I was chanting. Oh. Gregorian chant.
Oh, Kendra, please stop doing that from last week. You know, I'm still having flashbacks from the funeral and all that stuff.
Of course, you kept singing everything in chant.
Now, people loved it when I did that big 18-minute mashup of Bohemian Rhapsody and American Pie.
Yeah.
A lot of people stayed, even though they'd already taken the urn out, you know.
Yeah, they just didn't want to be rude.
I think they wanted to stay because when I sing, I put asses in the seats. And it doesn't matter where it is, if it's a funeral home.
At least you keep asses in the seats.
Listen, I can put them there and I'll keep them there, God damn it.
All right, perfect pick.
Oh, now, Kendra, I had the weirdest thing happen to me last week. I know you know this, but some of it you don't know. Back in Rio, our hotel, you know, one day there was just this big leak that came through everywhere. Soaked through the carpet, all in the bedroom. It was so hard for me to look at Jake Gyllenhaal Instagram pics and, you know, watch old Simpsons episodes and stuff. It just made it very hard with how wet the floor was.
Yeah.
And so, but anyway, they came. People
it
kept...
It was the path to the food.
Listen, that's why I kept going, squishing through. But anyway, they came finally to fix it one day. It was these two guys. And I thought of you because I happened to be watching this Spielberg movie, you know.
Oh, uh-huh.
That I'd never seen before. And I watched.
So it was a good one.
It was really, really good. And I'd never seen it before, but I just finished reading Sally Field's autobiography, and where she talked about being in Lincoln
at the end.
And by the way, incredible book.
Austin. Lincoln or?
No.
Oh, the one.
Sally Field. Sally Field's book.
God. Just.
Who's better, Lincoln or Sally Field? Sally Field. Kendall, but anyway, I was watching Lincoln, okay? Because now Sally Field, she had a rough life. That shows you. Because, you know, you look at people, you're like, oh, she's rich and famous and stuff. But she's been through it. And I'm not even like surface stuff. I'm not going to go into it. She's
too deep.
It is. She's been through it, okay? And so, but anyway, so I thought I got to watch Lincoln. Because she is one of our greatest living treasures.
She is a treasure.
Think of all the movies. Norma Rae. Steel Magnolias. Yeah. All of them. I won't go on.
I just saw on a show or some movie recently she's really good into.
Yeah, she's in that Maniac on Netflix.
Oh, is she in that too?
Did you remember what? Did you watch that with Jonah Hill and?
Oh, you know I did. Yeah. She was. Yeah, I do remember her. Yeah,
and it was good. But you know what? It could have used 300% more Sally Field.
That's always the answer.
Yes. So, but anyway,
I'm sure they can only afford 10%.
I happened to be watching what I refer to as a Sally Field movie called Lincoln, and I was. But they were coming through and fixing the stuff, and this wonderful African-American man. He was American because he had a flag, American flag shirt on. I don't say that just because he was from America because he had a shirt. And so this beautiful African-American man happened to come in during one of those scenes when they were talking about, like, what should happen if black people were allowed to be free. Would they then be able to vote? And would that... And it was just very weird because they didn't say the N-word while he was in there. But they said the other N-word, the diet N-word, that you can say, but people still don't like it.
Yeah.
And so, but anyway, I just felt like Larry David or something where he's sitting there. And I wanted to, like, I'm on the side of the abolitionists in this movie. Please know, you know, Lincoln, he was for this. And so I just felt so bad.
Yeah. It was a really good movie.
It was a great movie. Yeah. But I didn't have time to go into that. And I just thought, oh my God, he's the thing I just sit around watching like slave debates and stuff while I'm just at home. So I just felt awful.
You watch so many of them.
He finally went back out in the hall to get a part or something. I turned it over to like Bob's Burgers and just pretended nothing had ever happened.
They'll watch a variety.
Oh, but anyway, so I don't know. I thought that was like a Seinfeld. moment.
That was a Seinfeld moment.
Where I was
right.
Newman, of course, because of how fat I was.
Hello, Newman.
Hello, Lincoln.
So, Oh my goodness. Did you see Crockpot, dear? What she's doing? Isn't it insane?
Oh, dear. You've got to hand it to her. She's really owning up to her mistakes and accepting her responsibilities.
Well, that she is, dear. She's taking wonderful care of those birdies.
Very admirable.
What is, she has baby birds right now. She's like the mother that she killed?
Oh, well, she killed the mother bird, boys. And it turns out there were little hatchlings in the nest.
Oh, so sweet, dear.
Oh, my. So she was just eating a ham sandwich and chewing it up and giving it to the birds with her mouth, boys.
Normally not good etiquette, dear, but in this case it was acceptable.
But in the animal kingdom, dear.
Yes, dear, of course.
Perfectly acceptable, boys.
Well, she was going to great lengths for those birds.
Well, that is really something.
They've just taken a love to her, dear, so now they just want to be her little baby birds, and she's taking care of them now as their own mother.
Oh, I could tell they were instantly bonded, boys.
You could see it in the eyes.
Oh, yes.
What's that? What is that that she has?
Oh, that's her backup crock pot, dear. She has the little blanket in there, dear, and she's made a little nest for them. It's so wonderfully warm and comfortable for them.
Oh, very cozy, boys.
She's going to be such a good mother.
Oh, yes, I can see it.
Well, I hope she tweets all about it.
Oh, God. All right, listen, while you're in here, why don't we go ahead and do this segment? It's called Do You Want to Hear Something Weird?
Oh, dear, I don't know. It's a lot to hear something so weird right now, dear.
Oh, we've just lived through a very harrowing experience with these birds.
Well, it's going to take your mind off of. You're going to love it.
All right, dear.
Okay, dear.
Whatever you say.
Let's just get this over with.
Yes. Emphasis on getting it over with.
All right. So, everyone, Cliff.
Everybody.
If I could have the floor.
Yeah.
A British woman just
Rock
experienced
Sorry.
A real blast from the past.
Real blast. Whoa, British woman.
17 years ago, she wrote a letter and she put it in a bottle and she threw it out in the ocean to send it to her future self. So 17 years goes by. We're in present day. And somebody finds the bottle and returns it to her. Can you believe it?
I bet that's a hoax.
That sounds like a movie, dear. Oh, I think you were watching a movie.
That sounds like one of those films you watch with the girls, dear, after your bridge game.
Oh, dear, that does sound like one of those movies.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it really happened. Happened in Wales.
Wales. It's a whale of a tale. You know?
That's hilarious, too.
But speaking of somewhere other than Wales, how about Australia? There was an Australian woman who happened to be sitting down on the toilet and...
Oh, no, dear.
What do you know? She felt something bite her bottom. Uh-oh. And she looked inside the bowl to see a coiled python. This is Helen Richards of Chapel Hill, Queensland. Said she was midstream on the toilet when she felt a sharp pain in her rear end.
Oh, no.
And as you can imagine, she jumped up quite quickly. That's my Australian accent.
Better leave that one alone.
Well, Richards said she scrambled to turn on the light. She's doing it in the dark, everybody. So let that be a lesson to you. If you sit on the toilet.
Don't do it in the dark.
In the dark, you might as well just invite a python to bite your ass. When you've got your knickers and long pants around your ankles, it's hard to go anywhere, she told the news. But regardless, she snapped a quick pic of the python before piling some pots and pans on the toilet lid to keep it contained. And so, but she was praised for handling the situation like a pro. And they said, you know, snakes turn up in toilets from time to time. But it's the first one that the animal control people had heard of where it actually bit him in the ass.
Yeah, that's a terrifying story.
Oh, my. I don't know if I'll ever be able to sit on the commode again.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my bowels became a little bit alarmed at that one, boy.
Oh, goodness. Whoa, dear. Whoa.
Excuse me. See, that one was too weird for you.
Oh,
too weird.
Well. All right, what have you got over there?
I got a little more tame one for you.
I can't be tame.
Goodness,
all
thank
right.
Goodness.
Well, Cliff, do you know the cartoon South Park?
Yeah, I've heard of such.
All right. You know Mr. Hanky, the Christmas Pooh?
Oh,
my goodness, dear.
Oh,
please, Mom.
Stay with me. Stay it's with
disgusting.
Me. Stay with. Hey.
Whoa, my mom.
This.
Whoa, man.
Whoa. This story is from NASA.
Oh no.
It's science. Science. So there was an enhanced photo of Jupiter taken recently from a passing satellite, and it shows a large brown spot that looks amazingly just like Mr. Hanky. And so the NASA engineers, they've actually been calling it Mr. Hanky. Isn't that weird?
I just think that means we need a better class of NASA engineers.
Well, they do say it's a very unofficial name for the spot. It's actually called Brown Barge.
Now, children, if you look over here, you'll see the place called Shit Stain by our NASA scientists.
What is the world coming to?
I don't want to know, dear.
Remember when they just used to name things after numbers?
Oh, it was so pleasant back then. When I would look at crater number 4.
Oh, dear,
very educational.
All right, well, I've got another weird subject for us all.
More.
Oh my god. Well, this is not that weird, I guess. So just feel free to tune away. But anyway, a Missouri man's home security camera. I know Kendall's got those home security cameras. That's what I, whenever I walk in on him, half the time he's watching people bake cakes and he's having some alone time. And then the other times I'll walk in on him in the room and he's just got open his security camera looking at the front door of his house back in Busheltown.
Well, it's dangerous out there, Cliff. You have to watch.
Well, but anyway, a Missouri man's home security camera captured the moment a mail truck exploded into a ball of flames.
Oh, I never get anything that good.
And rolled down the street. You haven't gone viral yet.
No.
Kendall Brian Riley said he heard the sound of squealing tires outside his home on a Wednesday night, and he said it sounded like somebody was stuck in the snow. But he finally looked at his security camera when his dog started barking. Does that ring any bells for you, Kendall?
A few.
Barking dogs. This least little sound outside.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of every dog I've ever known. And he discovered a U.S. Postal Service truck had done what but caught fire and rolled down his street his neighbor's yard. Yeah.
That's a terrible story to think of all the presents and packages.
Oh, very upsetting, boss. I don't like that one at all. Oh, no. Oh, dear, I hope there's not a mail truck exploding in front of our house in Busheltown.
Oh, dear, we should check the cameras.
Let's go. Wonder if we can call someone. Let's call one of the neighbors, girl.
Quite right.
Oh, yes.
Do you have the phone number? Put those birds down.
Okay. I had another weird news story.
Well, how weird is it?
It's pretty weird.
Then lay it
but
on
it's
us.
It's right up our alley.
Well, they had to leave, but we're right. Still here.
We'll trudge on.
We're still in the booth.
You know Costco.
Do I? Ever.
They now sell a 27-pound tub, gallon mop bucket of macaroni and cheese. Doesn't that sound amazing?
How many do you want delivered?
Well, it's 180 servings, and just so you're not getting excited thinking about a big tub of just macaroni and cheese, they're individual packages.
Oh.
But they're in the big bucket, so like a doomsday prepper mac and cheese bucket.
I want a big tub where it says 180 servings or one Cliff and Kendall.
Well, I'll just cut all 180 bags open, pour them in, and make a big gallon bucket of mac and cheese.
There you go.
Doesn't that sound like a party?
You've another problem solved. Kendall, I too had one more weird news story.
Okay.
And it's this one. It's not that. It's a Missouri man. Remember that.
Oh.
Kendall, a Slovakian man.
Oh, that man.
He broke a Guinness World Record when he extinguished what but 62 matches on his tongue in only 1 minute.
Oh, no.
But Durek also had to light the matches within 1 minute, so he couldn't have a friend doing it for him, Kendall.
So he lit them ahead to him one at a time?
Yeah, and he put out 62 matches on his tongue, and Guinness said this guy, he already had several records to his name, including most socks put on 1 foot in 30 seconds. And if you're wondering how many, it was 28, because I already
wondering.
Looked it up.
I'm glad that you reached
I know. So, but Kendall, I want to challenge you. Remember many years ago, we challenged you. You tried to break a Guinness record of eating bananas on the show.
Oh, yeah.
It was like 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And it was more than that. It was like 11
years ago.
40
years ago, yeah.
40 or so years ago. Mm-hmm. I think Hoover was the president. And
great
Kendall,
year.
I happen to have right here.
Oh.
Under my chair, a box of plenty of matches. What I want you to do, I'm going to put a timer. Hold on, let me get my timer started over here. Kendall, I want you to check out your What I've done is I've given him some matches.
I oddly have been practicing this.
And you have your tongue. You know what to do. Stick it out.
There's a new magic trick I've been learning that does this.
You put it on your tongue?
You put it on your tongue. They're like, you can't be afraid. You got to get up some saliva. Yeah. Oh.
All right. Well, I'm going to start it for a minute. All right, everybody.
I'm getting some saliva. Three. See? Lava's my best friend.
Oh. People are barfing. I hope everybody has a barf bag. All right, I'm going to start. You tell me when you're ready, and I'll start.
All right, here
we go. It's going to be a full minute, everybody.
All right. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go. All
right, it's begun.
Oh, I'm off to a bad start.
He's up to zero.
Ah! Okay. Ah! Okay, here we go.
On your tongue.
Ow! Oh! Ow! Shit, that hurt.
Keep going. You got 61 more.
These aren't the kind of matches I've been practicing with.
You have to do 62 more to break the record.
The magic trick has a booklet.
And you're not allowed to burn down the booth.
No! Ah! This matchbook isn't working.
Put it in your mouth.
Ow! Oh, ow!
Don't suck on it, though, after. That's only going to be worse.
Ow!
All right, 3. He's up to 3. He's getting pretty good. 4. No. Tongue. Oh.
Ow!
All right. Mm.
Ow, that's gonna leave a mark.
Uh-oh. Kendall, the good news is you got a lot of time left. All
right. It's like a media minute, right?
It's a real...
Yeah.
Well, it is like a media minute in that it's a real, honest-to-God minute.
Oh, the sulfur's starting to get to me.
Oh, this just smells like a bathroom after somebody shit and lit a bunch of matches. All right.
But my bathroom always smells like Charles.
On your mouth.
Ow.
Up. And there's my timer.
Oh.
All right, now let's look. I'm going to count the number of burns on your tongue. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9. Only 9?
It feels like a lot more.
Kendall, you only got... Oh, God.
That was not the kind of matches that I've been practicing the magic trick with. So.
Well...
They're like the little paper ones.
What's one more crushing defeat for Cliff and Kendall?
Thank you. And is that all weird news?
That's all the weird that I've got today. Oh, look at Crockpot. Is she trying to show them how to fly? She's flapping her arms.
Oh, that's so precious.
Oh, she's like...
She's throwing them. Oh, you have to be strong.
It flew.
Oh, my God, look at that.
There it
went. Look at them flying.
Fly away.
Come fly with me.
Without me. Oh, it was my shadow.
That was so beautiful.
Falling on the things.
Oh, God,
you know.
Now she's Crockpot is going to be all right.
Oh.
You nurtured them. You did all you could and you sent them away.
They're flying.
On their own.
In the distance. Beautiful. Mm. Beautiful. And I got a reminder over here coming up. It's just, you got one more segment. It's called Things You Should Know.
Oh, it's time for the games where that makes you feel dumb.
Oh, Kendall, what a full life we've lived on today's episode.
We really have.
We really have.
Let's keep living.
All right.
Let's get to living.
Better keep on living.
Better keep on living.
All right, Kendall, what's something everybody should know?
Okay. Cliff, what anti-inflammatory drug first got non-prescription status in Britain in 1983?
Aspirin.
Ibuprofen.
Whatever. Kendall, what about this? What, you know this. Whoa, this is right up your alley.
Oh.
What men's magazine sold $115 million in ads in the year 2000, more than Playboy and Penthouse combined? Sorry, Larry Flint.
Mac magazine.
What?
I don't use that right up my alley. Magic magazine.
No, Maxim.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They sold more than Playboy and Penthouse combined?
In the year 2000.
I guess that's why Playboy started putting clothes back on.
I guess.
They're like, hey, they're doing better than we are.
I guess.
Cliff, what wrinkle-free man-made fiber turned 60 in 2001?
Wrinkle-free Dockers.
Polyester. I'm sure they make Dockers. So.
They do. It's all big polyester. Mm-hmm. Kendall, what two farm animals are prone to a cousin of mad cow disease called scrapie?
Chickens.
No.
Pigs.
No, chicken.
Sheep.
No. Oh, keep going. You'll get sheep and goats.
That's so close.
So close.
That happened.
Giraffes. Eels.
I would have gotten there.
You would have?
Cliff, what flamboyant popster got Yoko Ono's top accolade? Her whole life is performance art.
Her whole life is performance art. Is that Madonna?
It was. Right up your alley.
Oh, so is ours. Kendall, my whole life's performance art. I don't know if you've noticed.
We've noticed.
Thank you. Kendall, what movie challenged Mary McDonald to portray a character named and Stands with a Fist?
Pocahontas.
No, Pocahontas. Goddamn it, Kendall. Then nobody's even bothered to ask Kendall if he can paint with the colors of the wind, because it's obvious that he cannot. It was not Pocahontas. It was, he was doing a two-step with a wolf. Dances with wolves.
If I'm being honest, I didn't even hear the whole question. I was like, well, let's just salvage it with what we've got.
Let's just salvage. It's like this whole listening to this show is like going to a junkyard and just salvaging what
we've got. Well, you know, it's pick your own parts.
Pick your own.
But what sitcom did Kurt Vonnegut say he wished he'd written instead of his books?
The Flying Nun.
No.
No.
Cheers.
Cheers. Well, everybody knows your name. Bow, 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 bow. Kendall.
Yeah.
Speaking of that wonderful network known as NBC, whose starring role in a network sitcom was heralded in the headline, NBC goes bam.
Emeril Lagasse.
Emeril.
That's the only person that goes bam on Lagasse.
Don't you remember that wonderful NBC sitcom?
Yeah.
I'll never forget it, you know. Oh, and everybody, it's a new episode of Emeril tonight.
Bam!
Bam! He's going to go bam all over NBC.
All over you. Oh, man.
Oh, this has really been a show.
We really have lived a life on this whole episode.
I know.
It just keeps going.
It's as true as it was 4 minutes ago when I said it.
I know. Well, I wanted to reiterate.
Thank you.
What other bodily fluids have we forgotten?
Vomit. Oh, Kendall, I want you to know, every bodily fluid that you have mentioned, I did not even think of.
Isn't that weird?
Vomit, earwax, but I did, Kendall. I'm so glad you said bodily fluids, because listen, listen, do you know the point in like a college class, do you remember this, when like everybody's packing up their notebooks, they're putting stuff in their backpack, and the teacher's like, we're nowhere near done, so you might as well just settle your ass back in for some more learning. And that's what our listeners have got to do, because I was not even done talking about urine.
Oh, we've got so much more to go.
Kendall, it would take a dozen mice one entire day to fill a tablespoon with urine.
Whoa, I'll do that in 5 seconds.
So if you leave a tablespoon out in your house in the morning and you come home and it's full in the night, you'll know 12 rats.
Or somebody walked in your house and pissed in a minute.
Well, that's true. That's true. Now, cave rats, do you know, not regular ones, but cave ones.
Special breed.
They make urine trails throughout the deep, dark caverns of the caves. Probably the same as in those underground funeral
catacombs.
Things. Catacombs, yeah. I bet there were cave rats in there.
Oh, I'm sure there and
are. So that means there were also urine trails, which tells the rats how to find their way back in the dark. Paging Hansel and Gretel, there's what you should have done, dumbasses. urine trail. A little bit of piss.
Well, I thought, don't mice do that too?
Piss.
Piss trails.
I'm sure if cave rats do, I'm sure they're cousins.
That's why I don't like them in the house.
House mice.
Piss trails everywhere.
Kendall, the billy goat. Gruff or not, do you know what? He urinates all over his belly, chest, and beard to attract a mate just like you.
I was going to say, same thing I do.
When you want to signal to Susan, tonight's the night, baby.
It's weird that we both thought that's what I do.
Oh my gosh. Kendall, Siberian chipmunks cover themselves in not their own urine, nope, in snake urine whenever they want to camouflage their scent.
That's a good idea.
Isn't that
clever
smart?
Little bitches.
Clever bitches. I have 90,000 more facts, so...
Oh, I know, ready. I'm settling in.
Settle in.
Crockpot, I hope you're making something that Crockpot.
Yeah. Uh-oh, Crockpot, she's looking around for more birds.
Oh,
don't, Crockpot, you'll regret it. You'll
slippery
regret
slope.
It. Kendall, paruresis is also known... This might be you. Do you have shy bladder syndrome?
No.
No.
It wants to come out all the time.
You have explosive bladder syndrome.
I have explosive bladder, yes.
Brown or Coca-Cola urine. You ever had that?
No.
That's tippy. If you ever look down and you think, oh, the taste of a new generation.
I've had Mountain Dew.
Well, that's typically caused by liver dysfunction.
Oh.
So get yourself to a thingamajig, a doctor.
Ooh, I'm glad I haven't had that.
Oh, Kendall, semen. Finally, here we are.
Oh, well,
we're where you've always been.
I'm going to have to take a bathroom break if we're going to just get into semen.
We're just getting to semen, Kendall. And I'll let you know I'm skipping sweat in honor of you going straight to semen. Semen
I don't know what to think anymore.
Is so much more than just sperm. Did you know that? It is.
That's what your shirt says.
Yeah, well, I made it in honor of today's show. Really, sperm is only 5 to 10% of any male ejaculate load. The rest is comprised of happy bodily fluids.
Just filler product?
And a dazzling array. It's like if you order something and it's got all those packing peanuts in it. You're like, whoa, this is a bunch of damn styrofoam.
It's such a gift, isn't it? It just keeps giving.
It is. Speaking of semen is so full of nutrients. It's a wonder people don't just eat a damn bowl of it every morning.
Like caviar.
It's got vitamin C, fructose, magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, vitamin B12. You think you can only find that in red meat? Nope. Suck off a few guys. Zinc, nitrogen, and calcium. Kendall, the average male jizzwad is said to contain roughly as much protein as an egg white. Are you kidding me?
We're just vitamin producing machines.
We are. Oh my God, I'm going to start bottling mine. I just been
you can start selling on Etsy.
I just been washing it out of old crusty socks. Kendall, but speaking of...
Bottles of semen for sale.
As we move into hour three, the average size of a male load is how much? How much do you think it is?
I think I've read this before, but I don't know.
Yeah, guess.
2 tablespoons.
Oh my God. Kendall, you have something wrong. Check.
I guessed.
Why? Half a teaspoon.
Oh, shit.
But it is more...
Think of all those movies I worked on where they had to make it. Oh! Big batches.
God, do you remember making that? Why did
yeah,
we...
Yeah, I do. And now I know exactly how you're supposed to make it, and not the way we made it.
What did we put in there? Like
it was like Sprite and mayonnaise, and there was all kind of stuff. We just found all kind of stuff to throw in there.
What? Us? But who in their right mind would think, I need something that looks like sperm, Sprite and mayonnaise?
Well, you got the right consistency.
Sprite? Oh.
I was wrong. I didn't think it.
No, I thought it was you, Kendall.
No.
I thought you were like, this is the way to do
no,
it.
No, people handed us that and said, make this.
Make this. Kendall, I want you to know that sperm that's not ejaculated, those sad ones, never make it out. They get broken down and reabsorbed into the body.
Whoa.
Yeah, and listen, bad news for us. Obesity. Uh-oh. Lowers sperm count and quality. Oh, Kendall.
I guess that's why I don't have any children.
You know. Well, maybe it's a blessing in disguise. But it is definitely, you know, and most sperm, we think of them as these swimmers just going like they're all Michael Phelps.
They're sleepers, I'm sure.
Yours are just in there waiting for some more Cheetos. Kendall, most sperm can't even swim straight. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Yeah, well,
but it makes sense.
Now, this is good news for us. Frequent ejaculation improves sperm quality. So maybe,
that's good news.
Maybe what we can make up for our terrible quality of being obese with just frequency.
Yeah.
You know, because they say that quantity is not as important as quality, but in this case, I bet you could even it out.
Well, and, you know, I can't believe I actually have something to add to this conversation here.
You
but
can't.
I just watched... Ted, the TED Talk.
Oh, where this one you remember that stupid movie about the bear.
No. There was a TED Talk and the woman was talking about sex and orgasms, and it was like really controversial topic that everybody was like snickering the whole way through. But she got to semen and she said it's really good to do it often because it, she said it, like it makes you produce new, fresh, and so it's not just sitting there, going to waste. So there you go. Confirmed. Duly.
Well, to reiterate something you said a minute ago, I'm going to be honest, and I didn't hear most of what you said, but I bet it was
touche.
Good. I'm going to leave you with one last fact.
All right. Make it a good one.
About sperm. Oh, it's going to be good. You're going to wish I had more, but I don't.
All right.
Kendall, British spies in World War I, they used what but semen as invisible ink?
Oh.
So just think.
Another great use.
We've just been dropping it everywhere.
Could you imagine you run out and you're like, hey, can you come over and get me some more?
Oh, man, I would have been good back in World War One.
You'd have been on the front line.
I would have been an officer.
And a gentleman.
And a gentleman, both.
Oh, God, Cliff. I hate to break this conversation bodily fluid.
Hate for this episode to dry up.
I had so many other things to talk about. We'll just have to do a part two someday.
Someday. Oh, there's so many. Yeah. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well.
I think I have a quote for you.
All right.
Oh, speaking of Invisible Ink, the very ink in which history is written is merely fluid prejudice. That was Mark Twain. If not a better quote at a better time.
Never been a better quote at a better time.
Hot damn! Hot damn!
Hot damn. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Hot damn. We'll see you next week.
Hot damn right. Oh, look, there they go. What are they doing? They're still flapping.
Oh, they brought her back some little presents. That's so cute.
Oh, it's Circle of Life is what it is.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.podbean.com.
His.